Thank you, everyone, for being here. Welcome to a very special On Repeat Live here at 111 Minna. On Repeat is the show where KALW music programmers and sometimes KALW music friends share the songs they can't stop listening to. As Ben mentioned, I'm your host, Chiro Letswalo. Tonight, we have a very special edition. We are live here at 111 Minna for Downtown First Thursdays. And I'm here with One Way Possible, who will be giving us a sneak preview of his best albums of the year, best songs of the
songs.
Year.
Songs. We're saving the albums.
Exactly.
And we survived the tsunami, so we're here. The show almost did not happen. So
exactly. Know. That makes it extra special because we are tsunami survivors officially.
I just want to say, in the spirit of the Bay Area hustle, if there's not somebody outside selling an I Survived a Tsunami shirt, then I don't know what we're doing. But unrelated, but kind of related. All right, let's go.
Right, so we are going to be previewing some of the best, KLW's best of 2024 music. If you are interested, you can find those lists sometime next week on kalw.org/music. I recommend subscribing to the newsletter, kalw.org/newsletter, or following on Instagram at kalwmusic. So One Way, tonight you've brought 10 of your favorite songs of the year, and every year when I ask the music programmers to do this, everyone grumbles and says how much they hate it, because
it's hard
to narrow down all your favorite songs of the year. So when you were putting your lists together, was there a vibe, a trend that you found emerging for what you were loving and listening to this year?
It was horrible, really, because when you asked, I was like, because I also work as an actor, so I don't think I absorbed albums the same way this year as I normally. So I thought I wouldn't have enough music that I could truly believe in. And then when I made the list, it was like 50 albums and 50 songs, and how am I going to make 10 of these? And then I wanted to kind of highlight. What my theme is to try to highlight all the genres that I play on the show. So it was hard, to say the least. The vibe was survival. The vibe was trying to make it in 2024 and what awaits us in 2025. For me, music is such a medicine and a place to breathe and release. And I know if you listen to the show, you hear that. So that's always a big theme and a vibe for me.
Yeah, I really appreciated both your songs list and your albums list. It really ranges the gamut of music that there is out there. There's lots of great local stuff on your albums list, so I recommend folks checking that out. But yep. Tonight specifically, we're talking about songs that you were able to narrow down to just 10.
Whew, horrible.
So what is the first song that you want to talk about?
Let's talk about Alicia Joy, who is this amazing vocalist out of Melbourne, Australia. She's part of a 3070 Collective. I actually got to bring her out last year to do a really small show at the Mellow. And it's before she dropped her album, and I was just so impressed. This song to me is just, I'm a soulful kind of guy, so this, it just has love. It has that kind of late night, what's gonna happen after we hang out, you know? There's just so much to it. It's kind of like a movie, and it just feels good in so many ways, and it brings up awesome memories. So, yeah, I love this song. It's called Stay, and it's from the making of Silk.
The one thing that I really love about this song, and I think that you were talking about this energy of like anything can happen, sonically, that's what the song sounds like. It kind of stays in these like upper ranges where there's never like a big drop moment where there's like a big percussion. And so listening to it always just feels like you're anticipating something, but it doesn't get there.
Well, yeah, when I think about songs of the year, I think about songs that I constantly have to go back to. I mean, I love a million songs, but songs that always are gonna get played again, and you can't really get tired of them. And this is kind of that. It just feels like a warm balm. It feels like honey, you know what I mean? It's just beautiful. I love it.
All right, let's see if we can hear a little more of this Alicia Joy.
Longing for another way.
Okay. What is the next song on your list?
Okay. This one I would call my song of the summer. I felt really honored that I got to play. This was like a really busy summer as a DJ. I got to play all these awesome events at Stern Grove. Got to open up for Krungbin at the Greek Theater. Yeah, right? So cool. So many great... I played a lot of outdoor gigs, and I love dance music. And this is another one of those. It just feels so good. It's the Ezra Collective. The track is called God Gave Me Feet for Dancing, featuring another vocalist that I love, Yasmin Lacey. And it kind of touches upon all the different types of music that I love, whether across the African diaspora, kind of jazzy, funky, a little house vibe to it. It just feels good. Again, it just feels good. It makes me think of warm temperatures in the summer. That's what I played all summer.
Yeah, I think in this song she says, give me high life. And I've been thinking, especially there's a brass, you know, a horn section in this song that really gives me that, like, you're somewhere hot in Nigeria in a high life thing, and yes. the horn section is really going. And it kind of made me want to go into this deep dive about horns are so prevalent in so many different kinds of music, and they do this thing, I think, that brings that summery vibe, and this song kind of captures a lot of that essence.
Yeah, it just feels, you know, and again, as the world is changing in so many ways, it just feels so good that you can escape for a second. And yeah, it just so many types of music are melding into this song that I love. So yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a little more of a listen to the Ezra Collective, God Gave Me Feet for Dancing. Okay, I just wanted to let those horns go for a little bit.
You had to. I'll probably play it tonight.
You should. It's that kind of night.
It is.
You are listening to On Repeat. We are live here at 111 Minute at downtown San Francisco First Thursdays. I'm Cheryl Letzola, the host, and I'm here with my pal, One Way Possible. Hey. He's giving us a sneak preview of KLW Music's Best of 2024. We're going through some of your favorite songs of the year. Difficult to narrow down, but you're our hero. You did it.
I think the key word is some. It is some. I said top 10, but I mean, there's a top million, you know, and that's the beauty of what we get to do at KLW, because we get to show you all the awesome new music that comes out all the time.
Honestly, it's my favorite thing. As I was going through the lists and discovering songs and albums that I hadn't listened to or got to spend enough time with this year, and when these lists come out, it's just like a whole new world opens up to me and makes me think, damn, what was I doing this year?
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to seeing other people's lists, because I know I miss tons of stuff. So, yeah. Hype for that.
There's some good stuff on there. So what is next on your list for today?
Well, the next on the list, I always have to make sure that we highlight someone from the Bay Area. So there's a couple people. Although this band is now based in LA, I'm a big fan of Myrna, originally from out here in the Bay Area. Vocalist Carly Bond and her husband, alongside other collaborators like Doug Stewart, who works with Brigine and Bell's Atlas. And yeah, just another one of those, like, man, if you got like a fireplace and, you know, some hot cocoa or something. But also, I love Myrna, what they discuss in their songs. It's a lot of pain and trouble, but it's like that overcoming it. And it's another one. I think the theme is like overcoming some pain and some struggle in these songs. So, and it's a great example of it, and a shining example for music in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I mean, that theme tracks for this year for sure. But one of the things, as soon as the song comes on, it is her vocals just struck me immediately. It's something, sometimes when you like listening to music throughout the day and the songs just kind of filter through, through, and then there's just a song that captures you from the moment, and this song is one of those.
Yeah, you know, that Spotify rap thing dropped, and I had mine, and some of it's accurate, but not really, because I DJ so much with the music I play with. I listen to things on Bandcamp. If it really was accurate, this song would probably be in the top two or three. I played it so many times this year. It's amazing.
It's a sweet one. Let's take a little more listen to Myrna. Why this was on repeat, if I can say that.
Exactly. Bam. Right on.
Okay. So what is the song after this?
All right. It seems like every year the UK, London, always has a stranglehold on my playlist. And this artist, he always ends up on the top 10 in some way. He goes by Liam Bailey. He has kind of a soulful reggae sound. He's put out some amazing projects, and this is another one. This is like the runner-up to Song of the Summer, because it's just another one. You hope you have a nice dance partner, and you can, it feels like I could, can I ask you politely to come dance with me, and we have a very nice dance. And he has a great voice, and it just felt good. It's another reminder of summer for me.
Yeah, this is a very cute one because it does have like kind of a romance to it, and because it's old school, kind of in this gesture of asking you to dance with me, but also sonically, I think the production does have this retro sound, like there's a warm crackle to it, the old school kind of reggae tones to it as well. It's just got all of that all in one, which is sweet.
Yeah, Liam Bailey for this last album, he teamed back up with L. Michael's Affair when they put out their album a couple years ago. To this day, I still listen to it. That did fall in my Spotify because it's always on. But I love this song. It's so good.
Yeah, that it was Enkandayo.
Enkandayo versions, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Still Ooh. Also kind of still, constant.
On, still in my rotation.
Yeah, for sure. So this was a nice way to scratch that itch of like, we don't have a new project from them, but this combination kind of fulfills that need that we have.
Yeah. His album Zero Grace is awesome as well, but this is the standout by far.
All right, let's take a deeper listen to Liam Bailey. Letswalo, host of KALW's On Repeat, the show where KALW music programmers share songs that they can't stop listening to. You can find the show at kalw.org/onrepeat and keep an eye out for the best of KALW music's 2024 list dropping sometime next week. You'll want to subscribe to the newsletter. You can do that on the website or follow at KALW music on Instagram. I'm here. One Way Possible is giving us a little sneak peek, a little taster into what made the cut for this year. We're listening to some of your best songs of the year.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Because yeah. It's a long list.
Yes, this is just a slice.
This is just a little nibble. What is next on your list for today?
All right, we're going to stay in the UK. And we're going to go to one of my favorite MCs out. Although this song, I wouldn't say she's rapping, it's more singing, but she goes by Little Sims. She gets down with Inflow, Salt, Cleo Soul. Like, that collection of artists is, I don't think they ever miss, ever. And Little Sims dropped this album this year that was so, so different than anything she's done. It wasn't a hip-hop album, it was very electronic, but this song is just, again, I wish I had better ways to describe things, but it's beautiful. It's just, I love it. It has a great electronic sound behind it, and she could do whatever she wants. She could sing, she could rap. She's gonna win.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is. There's something about the UK, and you had several artists as your collective, Liam Bailey. There is something happening that I think actually, starting maybe with Ezra Collective, but also overall about this kind of jazz movement, but then that infiltrated everywhere, and then also people kind of rediscovering the African diaspora in the UK, also kind of reclaiming some of their heritage, and that has made some of the music that we're talking about, Little Sims including, just really exciting, new, innovative sound that comes from that.
Yeah, the jazz scene in London right now is one of my favorite things in the world. It made me go there twice because I had to feel the music where it was coming from. And then you have the great African influence, the great Caribbean influence in places like Brixton and South London. And you put all that together with the broken beat and all the amazing sounds that they have, and it's just like the perfect combination. And I was having a ball both times I've been there. I loved it.
I don't blame you. Yeah, Little Sims, she's amazing. We're gonna take a little more a listen to this track. Of a banger. I almost want to keep it going. But we are halfway through our list of One Way Possible's incomplete but kind of comprehensive list.
Yeah, good. Covering all the bases.
Reflective list of some of your best songs of 2024. One Way Possible is on KALW 91.7 FM and KALW.org, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on weeknights, Monday to Friday. And on first Thursdays, when we're lucky, he's here live, like he is tonight, from 8 p.m. So if you're liking what you're hearing, you're going to jam to some of it a little bit later tonight.
Yeah, big or you dance can party.
Have a sweat it out in here. And you can also find the shows online at KALW.org. One Way Possible, tell us more. What is the next song that we're loving this year?
Well, I came up as an MC and a rapper and hip hop. So if I didn't put at least one hip hop song on here, it would be wrong, very wrong of me. So I had to pick some of my favorite upcoming MCs coming up these days. They go by Coast Contra. They're you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they're kind of between Southern California and Philadelphia. Two of the guys are the sons of Raz Kaz and Teedra Moses. And they did this song with Jansport J called People's Choice. And it's just a perfect example of taking hip hop and the art of rhyming and MCing to the next level. All of them are amazing. There's one cat, I forget his name. He's Colombian and he always ends up spitting half in Spanish. And it's like so technically sound and perfect. Like they're all amazing. So it's like all really unique instruments in a band playing, and they kill it every time. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, this is what struck me about the song is that throughout the years and even on lots of the lists this year, like there's hip hop has gone on multiple journeys, but this just made me think of like classic hip hop, like you're saying, like it's not just about the rhymes, but there's a flow, there's like a technicality of it, of what makes this an art form, of what made it kind of a revolutionary thing when hip hop first happened. And this song feels like a throwback to that.
Yeah, I don't want to be that old, get off my lawn dude, but like I want to, if cats are gonna come rap, they gotta bring some style, they gotta be innovative, and perfect example every time.
So you are kind of a hip hop curmudgeon, is that what you're saying?
I mean I think I've earned it, you know. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. You can check the resume, but
there's receipts.
But there's receipts. They're awesome. And if I make some new music, I would love to have one of these guys on a song. So done deal.
All right. Well, let's hear a little more about what you're talking about. Let's turn this up. Grew up to like these poems, my inner child write these, I recite these form, hype beast form on us, supreme beings, get to hype man on, nightmare form.
Who raised the bar? We figured you trying to adjust the mic stand for him. Believe this, I speak the truth fluent through broken English. My slang is spoke by linguists. Come get your mind fucked, my stroke of genius. Keep me from a casket, that's no joke, I mean it. I earned a living, bro, my ashes might have woke a phoenix. I've risen, a judge can't even budge my life decision. Swear I got the most conviction, swear my pen the most efficient. Ain't here to lead them, need our freedom under no conditions. Word to all you politicians, it's different, dog, the people chose us.
I mean, point taken. That was,
yeah. That was beast, good stuff. Beast.
You are listening to On Repeat, KALW's show for music discovery, where our music programmers share the songs they can't stop listening to. I'm Chirole Tsolo. I'm here with One Way Possible. We're getting a little taster of KALW Music's Best of 2024. We're going through some of your favorite tracks. We've gone through a really nice journey. So what is the next stop?
The next one is another favorite. She always ends up on my list every year. She goes by Yaya Bey. She's an amazing vocalist. A lot of her albums end up on my top, but I picked this one as a song because she went on a journey, it feels like, this year, because her father was an MC from back in the day named Granddaddy IU, and he passed away. So this song kind of touches on that and includes his a little like recording of him in it, and it just brings my hair up every time I listen to it. It's so, so beautiful, and a very touching tribute to her father throughout this whole album.
Yeah, I highly recommend. There was an interview with Yaya Bey in The Guardian that came out when this album first came out, and she does talk about the experience of reaching towards music as the solve for how she's going to process through the grief, and where, because she's so, her father and her were so connected through the music, the initial instinct was to move away from it, but when she leaned into it, this album was kind of the result of the way that she's going to process is to make music, and that's where her father can live on. And yeah, that's really beautiful.
Yeah, I'm always for people getting a good crying when they get a good song, and if you don't got music you can cry to, you need to find some music that does that, because it's really helpful. You know, so this is one of those songs.
Yeah, I love a cry with a good song. All right, let's take a little deeper listen to this beautiful Yaya Bey.
And even when I'm half across the world, I always be a little baby girl. And say, damn, my nigga, you always be the fucking man, my nigga. I always be your fucking biggest fan, my nigga. But there you go fucking up the plans, my nigga. Hope you forget yourself. Forgive your body, all these issues and this decline health. Forgive the streets and all the shit you ain't hear. All the shit that left you numb and all the shit you ain't feel. Yeah, I know how shit get real. I hope you get to rest. You somewhere chillin', laid back, knowing you did your best. Knowing you did your best. I'm on tour, pop.
All right, One Way, what is the next song we've got?
Okay, we got, I think they're from Argentina. Catriel and Paco Amoroso. This one is called El Único. For me, these guys have been doing their thing for a while, but they kind of came out of nowhere until I heard them on the NPR Tiny Desk, and they just blew my mind. They're crazy. They're so fun to listen to. They can rap, they sing, they have the whole gamut, and it's fun and it's funny. So it's just a really fun dance song about two guys who are with the same woman. It's a silly, fun song, but you need those two.
I love this. Yeah, this was completely new to me. And that's the first thing I did as well, was dive into the Tiny Desk concert. And then that kind of blew it wide open. It was so cool. It was really, like you're saying, fun and funny, but also got into some funky things.
Yeah, it's so technically sound too. And it has that heavy K Tronada influence as well. And I love the recorded version, but if you like this, go listen to the NPR Tiny Desk, because it's so good with the band. It's crazy. I can't wait till they come play here.
Yeah, the Tiny Desk, when they've got t-shirts of the band members, and then there's this entire horn section, which again, I'm obsessed with, and they're just the energy that they're vibing with, and the way that they transform this song from this recorded version to the live version with the band is just, yeah, kind of transformative.
Yeah, they're excellent. I'll follow them forever. They're awesome.
All right, let's take a little bit more of a listen.
Pelo negro, sí. De silicona, sí.
se vieron anoche.
See you, fuck.
We've been fucking the same girl. Y por la noche, ya por el día, ¿quién lo diría? Yo acá pensando que era el único, pero algo me dice que ya no, bebé. Yo acá pensando que era el único, pero algo me dice que ya no, bebé.
This is making me excited for what you might be bringing later on this evening.
Ooh, this might be the after 10 o'clock joint because it has a lot of cussing. I haven't edited yet, but yes, I would love to play the song later. I think I will.
That's right, because you are listening to On Repeat live here at 111 Minna for San Francisco downtown First Thursdays. This is the show where friends and music programmers of KLW Music share the songs they can't stop listening to. I'm your host, Chiro Letswalo. I'm joined here by KLW Music programmer One Way Possible. We're giving you all a little taste of what to expect for KLW Music's Best of 2024 list. We've listened to some of your Best of 2024. It's
yes.
A big list.
It's a crazy list.
We're winding down to the last couple songs that we're talking about today. What is the next song?
This was like the impulse buy of the list. This is like when you buy a big piece of big chocolate bar at the grocery store right before you leave, because this album had just dropped like a week before we had to turn in our list. But Tyler the Creator, who dropped his album Chromacopia, I couldn't fully embrace it and tell you that I loved it at that point. But I heard this song and I couldn't stop playing it. It has two influences that I really love. He loves Pharrell and Nerds so much, and you could hear that, but you could also hear Prince. And this song reminds me so much of one of my all-time favorite Prince songs, Darling Nikki. And we had to throw it in. A great story, well done. Love the chord progressions. Love it all. Judge Judy.
Yeah, this album, it's one of those. I feel like the moments I had with this was, I remember when Childish Gambino dropped Awaken My Love and Solange did A Seat at the Table, where you just knew that this is it. Something's happening here. We're going to be talking about this. We're going to be dissecting this. There's going to be tracks. And I think this album gave me that same sort of vibe of like when it came out, the conversations that people were having around it, the tracks that were standing out, that Tyler the Creator was doing something with this one.
Yeah, you could always tell. I mean, he's an incredible MC, but ever since he started, you knew that he had his jazz upbringing. You knew how much he loved artists like Pharrell and different more experimental things. So it's cool to see him continue to embrace that as he goes into his career.
Yeah. And in it, he talks about getting older, which is also kind of wild to me because in my mind, Tyler the Creator is like this naughty kid.
Yeah, I was at South by Southwest in 2010 when Odd Future first dropped, and they were like all kids, and they were just running into every concert venue and destroying everything, like literally ripping things up. And all the promoters were scared of them, and it's crazy to see it 14 years later, you know, dropping some really amazing music still.
Yeah, now he's grown. All right, we're going to listen to Judge Judy by Tyler the Creator.
She had a free spirit, you know. She was great with women.
Okay, One Way, we've got one more song for today. What is it?
Another impulse buy, but from a group that I love dearly. I was so happy that they came to San Francisco a couple months back when they did the Yerba Buena Festival. They go by Coco Roco. They're out from the UK. Man, I love everything they do, but this song, I was like, this is not a top 10, but then I was like, but you can't stop listening to it. You had to keep going back. Just incredible Afrobeat. They do a little bit of jazz, they do soul. They're such a cool group, but this one's just some awesome Afrobeat sounds and music I love, so. Yeah, simple as that.
Yeah, this one was definitely on my, and it was the same as like I kept playing it or I like popped it into a playlist and would, but it just kept living in my world that it's just completely undeniable. And I think that is a Coco Roco specialty where sometimes you just can't, your ear just can't turn away.
Yeah, they have so many songs like that. I feel like I was one of the hypest dudes at that concert. I was like, people were like, who are these guys? Like, you don't know them? They're like, I was singing to everything. I love them. They're so good.
and kind of turning it back, that collective thing of there's something maybe about Afrobeat high life, the horn section that makes me feel like heat and dancing and moving, and the song kind of feels related to that Ezra Collective song too, of this is kind of physical.
Yeah, I feel like they're all hanging out all the time. I was trying to keep it more spread out, and I think I did, but this song was undeniable. I had to throw it in.
I think you did a good circle.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a listen to Coco Roco. Ready to wind down now. One Way Possible, thank you so much for doing the impossible work of listening to so much music.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's all I'm gonna say. But what a cool job at the same time that we get to discover new things and I get to share them with people. And people who listen tell me that they have new favorite artists that they love. So I'm honored to be part of that process.
Yes, I'm one of those people who appreciate you and the rest of the KLW music crew who help us to discover so much great music. If you loved even a little bit of what you heard today, first of all, stick around. One Way Possible will be broadcasting live at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on his regular weeknight spot here for KLW Music. You can always go to the website klw.org/music and find music news. Go to klw.org/onrepeat to hear more of this program where I talk to KLW music programmers and friends of KLW who share songs they can't stop listening to. Our KLW Music Best of 2024 lists will be coming out next week. Keep an eye out and an ear out. Yeah. As always, 91.7 FM and KLW.org. I've been your host, Cheho Letsolo. Thank you so much for being here and for listening.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Cheho. Top 10 album list too, so be ready. Thank you.